Sarah, I have to start with this Pokemon Go story because it perfectly captures how consumer data collection can have completely unintended, or perhaps very intended, consequences. Niantic, the company behind Pokemon Go, has been using all those AR scans that players submit to train navigation technology for military drones through a partnership with a company called Vantor.
This is exactly the kind of dual-use technology development that keeps international security analysts like me awake at night, Marcus. When Pokemon Go players scan objects and locations to earn in-game rewards, they're essentially crowdsourcing a massive geospatial mapping dataset. Niantic has been collecting millions of these scans for years, ostensibly to improve the gaming experience. But it turns out this data has significant military applications.
The business model here is fascinating from a data monetization perspective. Niantic gets free labor from millions of users who think they're just playing a game, builds a valuable dataset, then licenses that technology to defense contractors. It's actually quite brilliant from a purely commercial standpoint, but it raises serious questions about informed consent. Did players really understand they were contributing to military drone navigation when they scanned that Pokestop at their local park?
The technical implications are substantial, Marcus. Modern military drones require incredibly detailed terrain mapping for autonomous navigation, especially in GPS-denied environments or areas with complex urban geography. Traditional military mapping is expensive and time-consuming. But Pokemon Go players have essentially provided free, crowdsourced mapping of civilian areas worldwide. Parks, shopping centers, residential neighborhoods, public buildings.
From a regulatory perspective, this highlights a massive gap in how we think about data consent and secondary use. The terms of service probably technically covered this, but I doubt any significant percentage of users understood the military implications when they clicked agree. This could easily become a template for future legislation around data use transparency.
What's particularly concerning from a security standpoint is the geographic scope. Pokemon Go is played globally, including in sensitive areas that might not be accessible to traditional military intelligence gathering. Players have likely scanned locations near military bases, government facilities, and critical infrastructure without realizing the strategic value of that data.
The Hacker News discussion on this one was particularly heated, with 138 comments. A lot of users expressed feeling betrayed, but others pointed out this was always a possibility with any location-based data collection. The consensus seems to be that this is less about Niantic being deceptive and more about users not fully understanding the implications of the data they're providing.
This also connects to broader trends in the defense technology sector. We're seeing increasing convergence between consumer technology companies and defense contractors. The line between civilian and military applications is becoming increasingly blurred, especially in areas like artificial intelligence, mapping, and communications technology.
Speaking of AI running amok, let's turn to our next story about an AI agent that apparently decided to go completely rogue in the Linux ecosystem.